Like, how I box beats, pop a sip and Jose Quavo, pesos, Legos, no Legos. It's hard to keep a halo. Nines in your bag like Van Axel. Keep your thoughts intact, they like shit. Don't mind me.
Unseen Legion Radio.
We out here.
Real shit. Yeah.
All the way out here. All the way out here. I'm mic checking right now, making sure I sound great. Yeah, buddy. All right. Dope. So we are here. We are here. We are live. Get this audio going. Make sure the audio is sounding right. Here we go. It's all coming together. Y'all know how this goes, man. Every week, there's always some small little intricacies and hiccups that we be getting. My name is Tech the Super Latin. You're not tuned into Gemwork Live. You know the vibes. I think we sound as good as this gonna get. I got a special guest in the building, as you can see. My man brought his man with him. That shit sounded gay as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, no homo. Pause. Time out. You know, we're coming fresh back from sabbatical. Give me a break. You know what I'm saying? I know that shit sounded funny. It definitely sounded motherfucking funny. You know, it's 2023. You got to rock with the shit. I got a special guest in the building, Jay Wonder. Ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I remember where these triggers is at. Whatever. Fuck these triggers. So, I want to hit y'all, man. As you can see, we were running late. I had a soccer game I had to take my son to. I had to feed these kids. You're probably going to see them in the background running around and shit. You know what I'm saying? They back there. If you haven't been to the website, donkeybongstv.com, DNKYBONGSTV.com. That's where you want to be. And this is why, man. We do everything here. This is, you know, our live feed here. This is the station. Everything we send to the RSS feed is going to come here. Our radio show from last night is up. Click play and check it out, man. You'll run through everything we got in the RSS feed. Shout out to my podcasters, man. To the Tape Pops, Comic Book Trap House, Cali's Finest Radio, Gemwork Live, Universal Frequency, and Monday Night Compton Mania. We bringing them to the table as well. So it is going to be some different type of shit, ladies and gentlemen. Straight up. Click the banner if you're looking to buy some Donkey Bones TV merch. We are 100% independent. So, you know, I get paid when you buy some shit. So come buy my shit. We got a private party next week, February 11th, 2023. Private location in Los Angeles, Super Latin headquarters, the compound. You know the vibes. We got J-Hound headlining. And I threw some OGs in the mix with them. You know what I'm saying? I don't take the young cats and I mix them with the OGs. You know what I'm saying? I got to mix the OGs with the young boys. So shout out to J-Hound. We got Sholo Lancinco from A Mexican Descent and the Worldwide Visionaries crew. We got 07 from Queens. We got Ricky Fitz from Philly. And then we got my man Quasar from the Project Blow. Shout out to my fucking peoples. Chop Louie will be doing a live beat set. Shout out to Area 51. Shout out to Flourish and Prosper. Shout out to MC Random. You know the vibes. What else we got for you, man? News and updates. Definitely check out the, you know, the new podcast shows we're bringing to the table. Go cop the new singles, man. It says I Am He is one of my last singles, but I did do a little release yesterday because I was fucking bored and said, fuck it. So go support, man. We doing a name your price type of thing. Boogie Bryant has his 3x3 out with West Coast Creations. Definitely click the link and check that out. A lot of things coming, man. Our partnership with Comptomania went well. Last week, we did our first underground hip hop, underground wrestling event. And man, if you want to see the footage, you know, come to the website, scroll down, and you know, look at these versions of the show that we got, man. This shit was bananas. Ain't nobody doing this shit. And we're developing a lot of interest. If you haven't been to the Spotify playlist for Gemwork Radio, you should do that. Throw it on shuffle. What we play, you know, on that playlist is basically what you're going to hear on Friday nights, you know, with a splash of other things. I did shout out our artist to watch from Gemwork Radio Magazine. So I'm going to shout out the same three people I shouted out yesterday. As you can see, I'm about 15 artists in. So one, I want to give a shout out to Erozilla, producer out of Linwood, originally from Linwood, super banging, real jazzy lo-fi sort of vibes, man. It's fucking dope, man. Tap in, connect with Erozilla. Look up my man Ross Ceylon. He's one of the first Sri Lankan artists to have any release in America, period. So, you know, shout out to my brother. He's in Hawaii. He's getting ready to do his you know, some show, little tour run out there. So big shout out to my man Ross Ceylon. He got an album coming out too. Stay all the way tuned with that. And then, you know, Phoenix's own Dobie Dope, man. Big shout out to Dobie Dope. He's in Long Beach right now doing his thing, living in Cali. Killing it, man. I'm a big fan. I fuck with what he's doing. Recording artist, producer, beat maker, songwriter, actor. I mean, you know, he's going in, man. So those are the three shout outs we're going to give this week for the artists to watch. Make sure you tune into the Gemwork Radio Magazine. The Donkey Barnes TV shows, that's where you want to click to catch the whole lineup of shows till the tape pops. We'll have Gemwork on here. I will have Cali's Finest has a post. They just did a super dope interview with Free Rick Ross. So, you know, it's going to be down, man. It's going up for us. You know, it's going to be a nice 2023. If you are interested in watching us live from the website, gemworklive.com, it will take you right here. And you can hit the chat box. I would rather you guys shoot me the analytic clicks than shoot them to Twitch or Facebook or YouTube, shit like that. So, you know, fuck with us. Gemworklive.com, GemworkLive.com. I'm over here doing a whole lot of shit. So that's that, man. That's the website. That's all I'm going to do for now. I got some music, man. We're going to keep the same, you know, similar platform. I'm going to play some music videos. We're going to vibe out. I'm going to bring Jay Wonder to the screen, and then we're going to find out exactly who Jay Wonder is, what he does, how long he's been doing it, what's his social, where does he live, shit like that. So, I'm kidding. I don't want your social. Motherfucker looked at me all scary. So, let's get into this music, man. I'm going to jump into... Who am I jumping into? Yamin Somali. That's what I'm going to hit y'all with. Some One Deep... Y'all heard this before, man. It's one of my favorites. It's a vibe. We're going to get it started nice, slow, and mellow. Rock with us. Donkey Barnes TV. My name is Tech the Superland. I got Jay Wonder in the building. Toast to the Gifted. Donkey Barnes TV. West Coast Fleet. City Buzz Radio. We out here. It's a whole vibe. Stay plugged in. Let's get to it.
It's just me. All
right. So...
Nobody ever stop me in the front seat. Still feeling like no one can touch me. And it must be.
Yeah. Whenever it's time to do work, rolling up my sleeves, each side of my shirt, bon appetit when I serve. People meeting they words, two crows and one stone. Who will pop a dessert, nigga, that's soul food. Not the kind they cook in the South, I mean they soul food. Yeah, they put their foot in their mouth. I'm a beast, you won't catch me with my hoof to my snout. On my tail between my legs, out you looking for cloud. That ain't my motivation, fuck all that faking, dog, I grown impatient. You trying to locate the remote, I'm in remote locations. That's why they got my photo posted at the local station. I got away with words and left the ransom note for payment. Don't make me have to amputate the hands of fate. Then send 10 digits to you like we planning days. That's unless you plan on meeting all of the demands I made. Now tell me who else would you rather hate? I bet they say it's just me.
Riding through the city, nigga, 1D. Nobody beside me in the front seat. Still feeling like no one can touch me. And it must be.
Bro, why are you so hype? Bro, why are you so hype right now? I don't get it. Fresh out some
why?
I can still smell that.
Why?
You gonna smell it too?
You are. You telling on yourself right now.
Rarified air in my area, where am I? Very up, very high, very kiss in the sky. Prepare to die, or dare to fly. Compare to side, if you're scared to try. Speedy embarrassment, step aside. Piss through your soul like Tupac knows. All eyes on me like a Yukon gold. It's dark and tease hot, watch the oolong skull. Every line tongue with time has come for truth not told. It takes a lot to push me, but homie, I'm not a rookie. Status is known, class of my own, y'all playing hookies. And I ain't about to call no names, but word is bond like James. A couple niggas went from octopus. I put that on everything, thinking they won't flip. I see that they will, son, they Geraldines. And if they throwing shots, it's ketamine. Cause I ain't felt a thing and I don't need no help to bring. Because it's just me, yeah.
Riding through the city, nigga, 1D. Nobody beside me in the front seat. Still feeling like no one could touch me. And it must be.
I thought you said it was just you.
My bad, man.
One D. One D from Yameen Somali. Super, super bang. Super fucking bang. I hope y'all are enjoying yourself. That's a hell of a vibe out there. As you can see, I got Meech right here. Say what's up to my man Meech. Bang, bang, he's going to be in the background. I know you probably see my kids be standing up in the background. You know, it's a whole vibe. I do the daddy thing. It's a whole legacy thing. Wonder, I'm about to turn your mic on, and I'm about to bring you to the big screen. Is you ready, sir?
I am ready, sir.
Bing, bong. He's in the fucking building, live in the flesh. Jay Wonder. So, man, before we, you know, we dig in too deep, we're going to start nice and light. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
Let's start with that January 7th. Gemwork Radio private party that y'all went and smashed last month.
Fire.
How did you feel about it? What did you think? What was your, you know, your takeaway?
Matter of fact, the biggest thing was I didn't expect that many people to show up. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of hard to move around. You feel me? But I love the energy, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the private, more intimate shows is a lot when people reciprocate good energy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of hard when the stage is small, but when there's that many people in the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I love that shit, man. And we about to go back out there again, right?
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Yeah, we're not done. We, you know, there's a lot in the books, a lot in the works.
Work.
A lot in the works, man. If y'all are in town next week, next Saturday, we got the 6th private party. You know, consistency is key. I'm doing this all the way till December. And you know, I got about 6 to 8 events with Compton Mania. So, you know, I'll be about 20 events in 2023. I'm just saying we showing consistency out here. We doing our thing, right. You know, so make some noise for consistency. Clap, 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 clap. My triggers is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I don't know who this is. You know, the Yameen Somali beat tape, but you are absolutely correct. He's a motherfucking beast. That's my man. I fucking love Yameen. I love his work. that came from my homeboy Ari, the architect, man. That's my brother. Shit, you know, I can't agree more with you. He is a fucking animal on a beat machine. If you go to your Facebook profile, streamyard.com/Facebook, you grant us access. I will be able to see your names in the comments and shit like that. So, you know, definitely encourage y'all to do that. So I'm not pulling up anonymous comments. So Wonder, let's start digging in a little bit, man. I want you to tell your story, man, because I feel like when artists do good interviews and they get their story off and people can relate to them and they get a chance to really buy into the brand because they understand the brand.
Facts.
I feel like we start creating a fan base that, you know, is going to be like a lifetime fan base. It ain't going to be no, you know, fan base that's just here because, you know, you drop the single and then next single, they're not fucking with you.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. So let's start with the simple question. Who is Jay Wonder?
Hey, man. Man, a lot. So I moved here to the country when I was like 12. I'm from a Caribbean island called Antigua and Barbuda in the Caribbean. Fire. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I love rap so much is when I was like seven, eight, my uncle, man, he was a huge fan of Lil Wayne, huge fan of Jay-Z, huge, huge fan of fucking Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim. I think the first hip hop song I ever heard was probably Microphone Fiend from Eric B. and Rakim. I was probably like 9 years old, man. And where I'm from, everybody listened to like reggae and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? So calypso, reggae is heavy down there. So I didn't really know what the fuck hip hop was. And uncle was playing, Eric B. and Rakim out loud, and then niggas switched it to like motherfucking The Block Is Hot. When Lil Wayne, you remember when Lil Wayne came out with The Block Was Hot?
Yes.
And I heard that nigga voice. I was like, man, this some different shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
This is different from like the reggae and calypso shit they playing. And ever since then, man, I've been in love with it, man. I used to get in trouble, matter of fact, from my grandmother because I used to watch BT all the time. And my grandma used to be like, she like super, super Christian. You feel what I'm saying? She didn't believe in none of that shit. So like there'll be days I used to get home, man. I used to do my fucking homework. I used to either watch Cedar's World or I used to fucking watch, you know, 106 and Park when AG and Free used to be on that motherfucker.
Right,
you know
right. What I'm
saying? So back then it was just like, I kind of knew what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? By listening to that, I figured, you know what I'm saying? Something's going to be bigger than where I was at. But if it wasn't for my Uncle Squeeze, man, I probably wouldn't even know what the fuck hip hop was. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And then literally years later, my dad brought me here.
That's
you feel
fire.
What I'm saying? So
that's
like,
fire.
I don't question the universe, man. Everything is manifest destiny. You know what I'm saying? And me and my cousin right here, man, we've been doing music since we was like fucking 16.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? So like, we eventually just really honed in on this shit and just got better at it. But like I said, man, like I've been doing this. I've been loving hip hop for so fucking long. And then when niggas decided to like take it seriously, you know what I'm saying? You get shit popping. You
that
feel
part.
What I'm saying? But
that part.
It's a little bit about me though.
Whole facts, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was your childhood like? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you said you came from another country. What was your childhood like out there, man? What was
man,
it like
rough, bro.
You?
Rough, man. Like my grandmother raised me because my mom couldn't take care of me type shit. So
word.
And my dad had left the country. He was on a basketball scholarship. So I didn't meet my dad till I was like probably like 8 or 9 years old.
Okay.
The biggest thing is that my mom tried, man. Like she passed away from cancer December 5th, 2020.
Wow, my condolences.
Man, my mom tried her best, man, but she couldn't really take care of me because where we at, it's like one of the worst parts of the country. You know what I'm saying? People travel to the Caribbean and shit and they think everything is like motherfucking
right.
Palm trees and resorts and shit. Nigga, it ain't like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Word.
So I'm talking about rats crawling up grandma curtain. You know what I'm saying? Holes in the fucking floor. Seven, eight kids to a bed type shit. You feel what
man,
I'm saying?
That's,
so
that's rough.
Yeah, man.
How old were you when you left?
Like 12. I was 12.
Okay.
So, I was 12.
Yeah, you got a nice vivid memory of what the fuck.
Yeah, man. So I've been in America for like 20, 21 years. I moved here.
Do you got your paperwork?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
man.
I'm just making sure before I get you, you know, before we get you ran up out of this bitch. You know, this bitch show. You know what I mean? You don't need your cards and shit.
No, I'm legally here, man. Thanks to my dad, man. I first came here on like a student visa, got my immigration. So I did everything legit.
That's lit.
But like the biggest thing, man, is just like it was rough, man. My grandmother tried her best, bro. Like even living in a nicer part of the city wasn't even really nice. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I've experienced some shit, man. I remember, man, the first time I even had a taste of liquor, I was like 8 years old. My uncle, I had seven uncles. God bless my grandmother's soul. She had seven boys and five girls,
Woo.
Five including my mom. You feel what I'm saying? So my uncles was all pimps and drug dealers and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I remember one time, man, my uncle, man, we had some shit in the Caribbean called Punch of Cuba. It's like this thick liquor. It's like a vanilla wine. It's what Puerto Ricans call it. They call it coquito.
Oh, I just had some coquito.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
The shit is fire.
Fire.
Yeah,
fire.
All the way fire. I'm not even playing
fire.
With you.
All the way fire. It's like hazelnut or some
I still
shit.
Got coconut milk in the crib right now for the shit.
Hey, that shit
the
fire.
Shit is lit.
Facts
I swear
facts
to
though.
God. Yes.
And I was like, what, seven or eight, man, and my uncle, man, they was always like the transparent motherfuckers. Like, it was like, man, you go take a sip of this shit.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, see what it tastes like. So, like, that's the type of life I grew up with.
See,
and
you fuck around. That's an adult horchata.
Yeah, man.
Lit animal, and how do you not love it?
Man. That's you probably what I like to drink now. You know
probably.
What I'm saying? It's probably what I like to drink now. But to like make a lot of how I grew up, man, it was rough, man. But I mean, it wasn't like people wasn't trying their best.
Of course.
You feel what I'm saying? So the biggest thing for me was that's
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna drink all that that drink if there's rats and shit up in the crib.
Man, look, I'm telling look.
Probably gonna do more than the alcohol.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you
I don't like spiders in
right,
my shit.
Man, bro, I'm gonna tell you one situation where I really knew. I was in a fucked up situation, and to think about it now, I remember my grandmother's boyfriend at the time used to sell weed at the spot.
Nice.
And he was a little big drug dealer in the neighborhood type shit. And I remember, man, I was like probably like 7, 8, 9, man. Like, I remember sleeping on a couch, right? And I hear banging and shit like that. I hear rustling around. I look up. This nigga fighting two niggas by the door on everything I love on my mother's grave, bro. This is one of the craziest memories of this man. Man, he is a big, brawly man, bro. This nigga fought off like two niggas at the door trying to rob him and shit.
No shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Nigga ended up grabbing a gun, and he started busting off. And that was like the craziest. This is when I knew. Because when I used to go to my grandmother's house, man, I ain't had to deal with none of that shit. Like, I was in a Christian home. She's Seventh-day Adventist. She tried to, like, shelter me from all the other shit. Because she knew when I was down there. She's like, oh, you living crazy. But when you was here, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. You reading the Bible. You know what I'm saying? We believe in Sabbath. We not watching TVs on Friday nights. She did not like no BT, man. None of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because it was kind of like going against religion and shit like that.
Right,
but
right. How does she feel? How does she feel about you now?
She love, bro. She love it.
She like music.
She love really? It, man. Yeah, but the funny thing is, bro.
My grandma's the same way.
Yeah, man.
She'll rock with me. That's about
facts,
it.
Facts, facts.
She don't like nobody else.
Facts. And the thing is with her, she's always like, the one thing about my grandma, she always tells me, like, speak your truth.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying with the rap shit? She's like, just speak your truth. Tell people who you are. Like, don't try to do no fugazi stuff. Don't try to, like,
right.
cover up what you've been through, shit like that. She's like, people going to like you just because of who you are. Your personality going to draw people to you. Right. I had the same friend since I was 12, man. That says a lot. You feel what
Hell
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, and I don't rock with a lot of people. You feel what I'm saying? I've been rocking with my cousin here, nigga, and I call him my cousin. He ain't my blood cousin, but he damn near family. You feel what I'm saying?
Fire.
I've been rocking with him since I was 12, bro. When I first got to the country, you feel what I'm saying?
That's lit.
Mom showed me love. I love his mom like she my mom. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
so,
fire.
Like, I had a lot of the tools before I came to America and shit like that, but it was rough, man. And like I said, like I to like really tie it back in, it was really just my uncle introducing me to hip hop. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's all I need, bro. And the one thing before my brother passed away a couple years ago, we was having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, man, since you talk about hip hop all the time, like my cousin was like, my little brother was like, man, you gonna really do this shit. You feel what I'm saying? If you don't do nothing else, it's since you're a fucking kid, you literally, that's all you talk about is hip hop. You listen to all these people. You feel what I'm saying? Even when I first came here, my dad didn't even let me listen to hip hop. You feel what I'm saying? I used to use fucking LimeWire, dog, to download. What I used to do, I used to have this little MP3.
You know about LimeWire,
man,
bro.
Come on, dog. Come
you
on,
know about LimeWire, bro.
Dog. You know we know about LimeWire.
Hey, I was pulling everything off of
LimeWire. Hey, man, look. Porno, all that shit.
Everything.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? A great fucking database.
Hell,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what
but,
I'm saying? I was selling anime porn in fucking middle school.
You was?
Keep it a buck. You know, motherfuckers was wild.
Hey, you got to hustle, though.
Hey, $5 fucking page, man. I was printing the whole little comic book strip. You Snow White getting banged out by the seven doors.
Hey, look, I can see
out here. $5. $5.
Hey, I can see that shit. I can see you doing that shit, though.
I swear to God.
But like, my dad
my
was
mom
like,
gonna be mad.
Probably is, man. But the one thing, man, even my dad, because my dad likes Scarface and shit too, right? So, like what I used to do when I used to get my MP3s, I used to go to LimeWire. I used to download all the edited shit. And the songs I liked the most, like the Jay-Z's or the Lil Wayne's and shit, I used to keep the explicit version. Because I'm like, I'm trying to hear these niggas really.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. It ain't the same if I can't hear a fuck you.
Yeah, it ain't, man. Because then you, when the nigga really want to cuss and they rapping through their shit, nigga, I want to hear all the vulgar shit. You feel what I'm saying? So even with that, like just to tie everything back in, like that's really my start, man. And what I'm really trying to do, bro, is like be one of the biggest artists from the Caribbean, period. And I'll be the first, if I ever get anywhere with this shit, I'll be the first famous hip hop artist from my country.
Come on, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? So
first one from the country.
Sir, first one from the country, bro.
Ah,
you feel what I'm saying? Like I've been around music my whole fucking life, man. And it's so crazy because a lot of the times when I rap and shit like that, niggas always ask me if I'm from the East Coast and shit. That's just my uncle's influence because that's who he liked the most. Like, my uncle's the biggest fucking Jay-Z fan. That's probably why I like Jay-Z so much. I like Lil Wayne, all them niggas too. Scarface, Jadakiss. These are all people he was listening to back when I was in my country.
And you soaked it up.
Soaked it all up, bro.
Soaked it up. Student to the game.
Man, you got to
now you're out there. But you know what? But you're boring the fuck out. And I like it a lot, bro.
Right.
You got your own sound. You got your own style. You don't, you know, it's you're a nice package.
Facts, you know, man. I appreciate that, man.
Yo, what's up with all the gay shit that's coming out of my mouth today? Time out.
Hey, you might need a beer.
Like,
what's some salt?
You know, for anybody who does radio, they know what I'm talking about. You're a good package, bro. You got a good look. You got a good sound. You know what I'm saying? The quality of music you put out is fucking top tier. I mean, it's not like, you know, you ain't no slouch.
Facts.
And that's, you know, that's one of those things to take pride in, man, because this is an art, bro. At the end of the day,
facts.
This is what people are buying into, man. And you're a good product, bro. So
absolutely,
you know,
I appreciate that, man. And look, man, I gotta say real quick, man, I appreciate you for the opportunities you've been giving the nigga, man. Cause
come on, man, that's what I do.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I've been doing this a long time myself.
That's real shit. And then introducing me to Baka, I feel like that to me right there. It's probably going to be the biggest stepping stone for a brother, man. Like, I appreciate that shit, man.
Man,
it's really hard when you don't got a team or you don't know nobody that knows somebody.
Who you telling?
Man, you feel what I'm saying?
You just see me pull up with my, like a soccer mom.
Yeah, facts. So that's the first thing I said, too.
I got my baby cage and the shit, like the whole, I called it a cage. It's a playpen. I'm fuck around getting CPS over here on my ass. But, you know, it's a whole thing, man. When you don't got a team, you know, it could be difficult. Shout out to my wife, man, because she lets me go to work. She believes in the vision. She believes in the moves.
You can't beat
that,
bro.
Shout out to Sound and Stage, man. That's our stage and sound company.
Right.
Everything that you see, we own. You know what I'm saying? Except for this, you know, this room here. I sublease this room because I don't know how long I'm going to be here, to be honest with you.
Hopefully
I'm here for a while. You know what I'm saying?
I see a lot of good interviews coming out of here, man.
I'm excited about this shit. I'm not gonna lie about it. I'm excited about it. So shout out to the team, man. City Buzz, you know, through an opportunity that just made a lot of sense.
Right.
And you know, we were able to make these certain partnerships that allowed us to, you know, get where we're at. And it takes a fucking team, man.
For sure.
So most definitely anything I got, you got, you know how I get down.
Facts, man. Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, I appreciate that shit, man.
Let's get into it, you know, a little bit, you know, I want to get into a little deeper scenarios in your life. What would you say is the biggest, you know, trials, tribulations that you've been through from childhood to adulthood? And how has that motivated your music career?
Man, to be honest with you, man, when I went to prison, dog.
Now, before you do too much, I'm not DJ Vlad. So if you're snitching yourself.
No, I'm not. Because
you're going to fuck my platform up.
It ain't wasn't nothing crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
make sure you don't indict the shit.
It wasn't crazy, but when I got locked up, man, I actually started rapping a little bit more. When I was locked up, I started writing a little bit more.
That's right.
You feel what I'm saying? So I would say that was probably, and my biggest tribulations was really my brother dying, my grandmother dying right after, and then my mom passing away, been my biggest tribulations. But when it comes to like music, man, I would say like getting locked up, taking the time to write, having nothing else to do, coming out and really being focused on the shit and really getting the pen better. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I remember when my mom had passed away in 2020, man. I stopped going to the studio and shit like that. And then I just hit my cousin up one day, man. Like, I'm like, look, man, I'm trying to get some shit done. And the coolest thing about my cousin, man, I don't got to pay to go to the studio. I was giving him respect. You know what I'm saying? And that's when Michael Phelps came around. That's when rappers came about. You feel what I'm saying? And this is right after This is right after my mom had passed away. So it took a little bit for me to like get the motivation back because I was a little bit depressed in my head.
Right.
But I figured, my mom would have wanted me to sit around and slouch. My brother been telling me this shit like literally like the last couple conversations I had with my brother. And I don't know if that was like God telling me something. But like literally the last 3-4 conversations I had with my brother before he got murdered, bro, was literally him telling me like, keep rapping, keep chasing your fucking dream. Like your dad brought you here.
Right.
This is like an opportunity for you to really do what you want to do. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like those things, right, like changed my trajectory of life, because then I really started taking hip hop seriously. Like when I be writing this shit, man, sometimes I don't know how the fuck I come up with this shit. But I ride off of my emotions and my feelings, and I try to stick to something.
That's fire. And
a lot of the times, bro, it just come out. I be sometimes, man, like I write 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I got to get some shit off. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I always think about my brother and my mom when I write a lot of the time. Sometimes it's fun, but I really want to make a good record, bro. If I'm by myself, a lot of the times I get chills on my back because I feel like they looking at me. They watching over me type shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
And at the end of the day, the only thing I can do with this shit, if I don't go nowhere, is to at least say that I fucking try. You know what I'm saying? And if I make it to heaven, man, I could look my mom in the fucking face, man.
You're doing it. You ain't trying.
Facts, facts. No, like, I appreciate
like
that, man.
The body of works out, like, you know, and you're still putting work out.
Facts, so, man. And
keep that shit. Keep that energy. Keep that motivation.
Man, I appreciate
don't
lose
that, bro. That drive, man.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, really, like my mom, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? That's been my biggest motivation. Like, when my brother passed away, I was a straight up alcoholic, man. I was drinking a lot. I wasn't writing and shit like that. And I eventually snapped out of it. And I told myself, like, man, my brother ain't gonna want me to do none of this shit, bro.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, this shit is like, you're doing too much, if anything.
Right.
But like, I feel like them dying, actually focusing on hip hop, going to prison and shit like that, man. That's what really motivated me to do better. You feel what I'm saying? And this shit is addicting as fuck, man. It's like going to the gym. When you start getting your fucking muscles, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You go from 145 to 245 on the fucking bench press, this shit get addicting. So I figured all them times when my grandmother showed up at the house, I had foil paper on my fucking teeth and foil paper around my shit. I'm wearing real jewels now, but you know what I'm saying? But I had foil paper around my neck and shit. I remember my grandmother smacked the shit out of me. I took a whole fucking foil paper. Bro, I swear to God, I took a whole fucking foil paper, bro, and I created chains, rings, and shit. I'm watching fucking 106 and Park and videos and shit. I'm so enamored by the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at that point in time, it's funny because my grandmother bring that story up all the time when I talk to her about music.
That's fucking.
She's always like, because you know she still got the heavy accent. She's like, you remember the time I walked in on you and you had all the foil paper on around your neck? You know what I'm saying? She say that shit all the time, and it's funny because I'm like,
right.
That shit was meant to turn into something.
It had to be.
What I'm saying?
It had to be, man.
Man, so.
Little story about me, man. I've been on stage since '91. I was born in '89. So we got footage, and you know, there's OGs in LA that see me
right.
in diapers for real.
Where?
And you know, I used to do the same thing, bro. Put on Pops, you know, his little jewelry, or you know,
your
his
Pops
clothes.
Is well known in the hip hop industry too.
He had a dope beatboxing career,
right?
You know, he's one of the first Latin beatboxers out of the West Coast, I believe. You know, he's like they crown him as the West Coast Rozelle.
Right.
Rozelle, if you guys don't know, he's a beatboxer for the Roots.
Right.
He's like the king of noise, bro. He's lit. A lot of sound effects shit. My pops was more of like a party rocker. He was like a DJ.
Right.
So he would beatbox and imitate songs. So he would put on, like, you could literally get rid of a DJ.
Right.
And he's going to beatbox fucking Zapp and Roger. He's going to give you the Drake.
He was telling me that, too. And then he used to fuck with Jurassic 5, too.
Jurassic 5.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually,
which is an iconic group.
That's close family to me, man. I got to tour with Jurassic 5.
Word.
You know, later on when I got on my solo shit. So
right.
That was dope. Actually, Akil from Jurassic 5 was the first person to bring my dad out of the country.
Word.
And the first motherfucker to take me out of the country when I was.
And that was your, you know, that was when y'all went to Europe, right?
Yeah, that was the last time I went to Europe. But I went to the Nottingham in, shit, I was like in fifth grade. What would that be?
Right.
Early 2000s, 99, some shit like that.
That's crazy.
So, you know,
bro.
I was barely
coming here by that time, dog.
Right.
Real shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit's bananas, man. So, you know, one of the last questions before we get into, you know, another joint.
Right.
What draws you into this culture we call hip hop, man? What is the draw for you?
Man, that's a good question, bro. I would say, man, it's just really making people, like feel what you feeling when you write some shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
It's like you writing this shit from your fucking head, man. You feel what I'm saying? And the fact that I could recite the lyrics, like even listening to a Jay-Z, these are all Jay-Z or Lil Wayne. These are all these niggas' thoughts. They not saying no philosophical shit. It's not super profound. You bind into them as a person, as their stage name, and the art that they create.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? And at the end of the fucking day, if you could, I could recite 50 fucking Jay-Z songs, 50 Lil Wayne songs. I've never met them niggas in my life.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is I love their art so much to where I take my time to recite they shit and know they shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
There's got to be power that come from that, man.
There is, bro. I mean, this is what keeps you alive when you die.
Right. Facts.
You know what I mean? This is your art, bro. This
I want to live forever. On. That's live real forever. Shit. It's going to live forever.
You know what I mean? So at some point, somebody will be digging through YouTube when they forget who the fuck you are. And then you'll stumble upon your shit and you'll get life again, man. So
exactly,
the body
man,
of work
bro.
That you leave is very important because they'll find you generations down the line.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So
absolutely, man. It's even good. Like fucking Pac, man. Pac died on what, 9-7?
Come on.
Niggas 2023.
Come on.
I've never met nobody that didn't like Tupac.
Come on.
You feel what I'm saying, man? So you know, it's like, that shit crazy, bro.
Bananas.
But my biggest thing too, man, is I'm glad you brought that up, is just life and art form when you're not here physically.
That part.
You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the fucking day, iTunes still going to exist if I pass away. You feel what I'm saying? YouTube still going to exist.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? There might be a new platform, but they still going to be able to either feed my kids, feed my family, make some type of generational wealth. So for me, it's really like, if I get on, bro, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not only telling my story, a young black man from a whole nother fucking country and came and took the fucking world by storm, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
it's a big deal.
It's a big fucking deal, man.
And while you're on that topic, man, don't you ever forget to make your kids executive producers of your project. Make sure
absolutely
they get the album
credit. My kids are all you know, what do they call them? Not sole proprietors, but on my LLC.
Right.
My kids are all managers on my shit.
That's smart.
Because you feel what I'm saying?
We got to set them up, man.
Absolutely.
You know, we got to do it correct so we get our generational wealth.
Right.
It's the only way we're going to be able to do it. No matter what the fuck the kids want to do.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But at least they can get a check off the shit. You know, we put a lot of work into this. There's a lot of time, dedication.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's there ain't no check big enough for what we've already had to put into the game.
Facts.
Just to sustain ourselves.
Facts, man.
So definitely don't want to drop the ball on that. We're going to take a quick break, man, because, you know, this is a dope interview. Shout out to everybody who's, you know, tuning in and out. This is the Gem Work Live podcast, man. The hip hop culture podcast, illest podcast on the fucking net, hands down. You know, I would lie, but I'd rather not lie. You know, we one of the best. You fucking with the best. It's all independent. There ain't no major budgets. It's my budget. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody doing this for the independent artists the way we're doing it, opening up platforms. I'm bringing artists from other states to LA to rock and headline. Fuck with me. Fuck with me. I'm just saying, if I was bullshitting you, you'd be able to know. But right now, it's too many paper trails. And you know, you can't call no bluffs out here. You tapped in. Gem Work Live. Donkey Barnes TV. City Buzz Network. West Coast Fleet. Click Sound and Stage.
Yeah.
True School Entertainment. New Creative Media. You know, it's the family, man. We're going to shout them out. Let's get into this music, man. I got a video for a little light break. This is going to be Dobie Dobe. This joint right here is called Tune Walk. Let's catch a vibe, man.
Send them, whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Hey. Look. Liam ones like about that same stuff. Set the record straight, man. No shots, how you no gangster. I stay way above you, you would think we live in Bed-Stuy. Stand by, assume every move is from a landmine. My pistol gripped, I innocence, both holding for dear life.
Like, isn't it ironic? I'm killing in my spare time.
Give these niggas no airtime. Give them 10 in his bedtime. No, these guys wouldn't cross me alive. That's a deadline. Air mine, yellow tape, they murder every blood clot scene. I touch the mix and they gon' dread it. It's a bad mind ting. It's a witness, cut they vocal cords. They power off, you know that mic ain't on, but
Whoever heard a dead man sing? Listen, you talking keys? I'm the locksmith. Fall off a Mount Kilimanjaro, trying to top this. You not shit. Talk shit, wanna pop shit, but we buy shit. Plot twist, if that plot stick, then we chopsticks. Beef is a buffet and we consume all these niggas. Think I'm too soft, confusion, I'm just too raw. She cute, but ain't my boo, nah. For you, don't move me, moolah. That ain't clear, don't make it rain, dear. Go talk to Rudolph, my mood off. You take the stage, get booed off. Now move on before I take my boot off and shoot off with head nine shit that break your neck, nigga. Wah-ha. He heated, I said, cuz, need the woosah. Now bap, bap, now bool off. Word, boy, getting on my nerves, boy. You racking opinions with the drive, you better swerve, boy. And you getting served on everything I done heard, boy. Try to bite my style on two street, you biting the curb, boy. See, you wanna flex, that bulletproof is on your chest. You learn from who they tell you better, that shit don't protect your neck. Go on and sign that little waiver, let the corner do the rest. In other words, you step to me, we know you dead, just do your best.
That's a quick joint. Quick joint. Let me know how you're feeling. We're over here sound checking. I'm over here, you know, back and forth. So, apologies for the fumble. Shout out to everybody tuning in, man. This is the first podcast show back from about a month and a half break. We did an intro show at the very top of January. And, now we're doing our first February show. So, we just getting back into the vibe, into the groove of things, man. So, you know, much love for everybody out there showing love, man, and tuning in and out. I see the Facebook group popping off. I seen, you know, YouTube and Twitch, you know, doing some things. Shout out to y'all, man. Most fucking definitely. We got Jay Wonder in the fucking building. You know, I got to do my shit. So look, man, what made you want to become, you know, a hip hop artist, man? And how does that shape your day-to-day life?
That's a great fucking question, man. So I'd be feeling weird if I don't at least write a verse or something every couple of days, man. Or even a day, I might just put a fucking beat on and let it play in the background type shit, man. My thing is like, I know my form of rap is like, it could be transcendent. So I could either do like, I could be super old school. I could be new school.
Right.
I'd be trying to get on newer shit. You feel what I'm saying? But it's really just, man, it's not about the money, man. It's not about the fame or nothing like that. For me, it's really just being able to really capture the essence of where I'm from. Like, because it might be another kid where I'm from, man, that might see me on TV and be like, want to accomplish something. Because a lot of the times, man, they even get out that country, you got to know somebody that live here to be able to get you a fucking immigration card. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, my brother died in that country, man. You feel what I'm saying? And I was trying to get him here. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, I could just imagine, like, the shit that he was going through. So my brother used to call me all the time. He used to send him money, man. Man, he used to cry on the phone with me, bro. He was struggling that bad. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, with that being rough, I was told myself, like, man, if I could make enough money off of music and I could really showcase my art, I could take care of everything else on the background. I don't got to be in front of everybody face 24/7. I'm going to be in none of them fucking blogs, man. Let me make some money. Let me touch a few folks. You know what I'm saying? Let me travel the world and then let me go take care of these niggas back home type shit. You feel what I'm saying? So
that part.
That's really all my fucking motivation, man, is I really want to be the first hip hop artist from my fucking country. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing is that I got a lot of musicians in my family. My grandfather was actually one of the most, he was in one of the most famous Calypso bands in the Caribbean. My grandmother's brother.
That's fire as fuck.
You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, he used to be on the Almanac where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? With the fucking Queen of England. You know what I'm saying? Because we got the Queen of England on our money. You know what I'm saying? We was colonized by them.
You know.
We was colonized by them motherfuckers.
Fuck,
you know
that
saying?
Bitch.
All facts. You feel? We was colonized by them motherfuckers.
Rest in peace to the Queen. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, fact though. But we was colonized by them niggas. Right. We had Queen Elizabeth on the money. I gotta send you a picture of the fives, man.
You know what I'm saying? You can send me a couple hundred in their money, you know, and I'll put them in the books.
Hey, man, look, I got you. My dad got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But
I'll be doing that shit. Every time I can hit another country, I'll be bringing money.
Man, you got to, bro. Though. That shit is different.
I'm trying to get to the point where I'm so busy, I'm bringing back like stacks in case I ever got to go on a run.
The crazy thing is, you man, is that American money costs so much down there. You know what I'm saying? It's like $2 or $3.75 every fucking dollar, bro.
Yep. Man, you feel what I'm saying? In the days when I was in, about 10 years ago, I was in the UK. And when I got into to the UK, the British pound is the strongest fucking bill running.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And man, at one point it was like 500 American dollars would get me like 300 pounds.
Wow. Like, that's crazy.
Is our money this weak? And it only got us like 350 euros like 10 years ago. I heard the exchange rate got a little better for us now.
Right.
I heard our dollar is a little stronger, or their money dropped. Something happened, but it's a little closer now. But holy shit. I was like, God damn. But I mean, you take that kind of shit and go to the places where you can stretch a dollar out, like Mexico, India, Ghana.
Facts.
Like, shit.
See, man,
fuck
bro,
around, take a couple hundred dollars and with a few racks out there.
Yeah, real fact, though. So I remember my grandfather had took me to Puerto Rico one time, man. This was before I was going to come here to America and shit like that. I was like 11. And to see, because he's from the Virgin Islands, right? So, like, that's where he lived, and it's a U.S. territory. So he had U.S. dollars and shit like that. And I swear to God, man, to see this man spend the money he was spending, it didn't seem like a lot. You feel what I'm saying? But this nigga was buying a lot of shit. Hey. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
This man was buying a lot of shit, but that peso shit is crazy, bro.
Crazy, man. You know I'm not good with the money when I leave, man. Anytime I go, I always treat it like it's American money. I'm like,
you got to splurge, man.
I don't know how the fuck this shit works. What you mean? It's $17 for one of my dollars.
Yeah, like.
So I'm like, okay, you know, how do I can't exchange rate that quick.
Facts.
$5. I'm like, shit, I don't know, man.
That's real shit, man.
I will not spend fucking, 100 pesos, that shit, like $10.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Be like, fucking, that's too much. Too
60 much. Pesos for a can of soda and shit, man. You're like, what the fuck? Shit, like $2 in American money, my nigga.
Right.
Real right. shit.
Man, that's super bang, man. What would you say is like your fondest memory as an artist, you know, up until this point in your career?
Other than obviously the gem work shit.
Hey, you know, I'll take it.
It had nothing to do with me. So my cousin had performed. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell this story because this story funny as fuck. So E40, some people from E40 and shit like that. My cousins went to go hang out with these niggas, right? I was working at the time. I was mad as fuck, but the nigga called me like, "Hey, well, we got to go kick it with so and so." These niggas was at the hotel eating chicken and fucking smoking weed with E40 and them niggas, man.
That's lit.
So that's one of my fondest memories because the nigga didn't call me and be like, "Hey, bro, we about to go do this. What you doing?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Nigga, I gotta work, bro." He's like, "Fuck, man, just come." I'm
Meech?
Like, "Yeah, Meech?
Right
yeah.
next to me, Meech.
Yes,
nigga. Right with the red
yes, bro, yes, nigga. We had so many fucking opportunities, man. We don't had an opportunity to work with fucking Soulja Boy because Soulja Boy was trying to fuck with this nigga that's back in the day, type shit.
That's what's up.
So, like, I got so many memories, nigga, but the one biggest thing is that I had an opportunity to fuck with Freck the Billionaire. It was Fab Artist back in the day.
Okay.
And they had a bread, man. Like, I had, nigga, Twitter messages. Like, nigga was like, "Oh, I'm about to come out here with Fab. Go to the studio," type shit.
That's what's
up. You feel what I'm saying? But, like, we've had instances where we've had the opportunity to fuck with, like, some big known names, bro. We just either didn't have the money or we wasn't prepared. So now it's like, if we had those opportunities back then, the universe telling us something, man. Like, that shit gonna happen again, but this time we're gonna have money and we're gonna be way more fucking prepared.
Right, you're prepared.
You feel what I'm saying? But I'll say that those are like my fondest memories, man, because I'm E40 is a Scorpio. I'm a huge fan of E40.
I like E40, man. I'm a fan.
Ain't nobody different. Ever rap like nobody this nigga. I've like never him. Heard nobody that rap like E40.
Nobody talks like him.
Exactly.
Nobody looks like him.
Nothing.
Actually, you know what? I heard him rap regular for the first time ever, where he didn't put too much extra sauce on his shit. And it was
what the fuck was that like, nigga?
Man, it was bananas. Oh, word? It was the Joyner Lucas shit. The stand on that.
Word.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I stand on that, and he did it with Joyner Lucas and T.I.
I ain't heard that E40. Fucking song yet.
Oh my god,
goddamn!
First time I heard him rap regular in a long fucking time, and I was like, ugh, like
that shit crazy,
nasty. But then it's refreshing when he comes back to his style, like his shit.
Right.
Where he, you know, he gets saucy. And I like that shit because it's unique.
Facto.
He don't sound like nobody. It works.
He don't sound like nobody.
He could probably
man.
Live forever on radio just because of his sound.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And not have to worry about anybody playing in his lane, man.
Right. Facto.
E-40 is you know,
crazy, man. E-40 one of my E-40 is in my top 10. For sure. Straight up, man. Just off of his fucking sound alone, man. Because it's hard to sound unique when you can only say so much in the alphabet or the English language. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like for a nigga to like stand out like that, that's crazy, bro.
That part.
Because that nigga say some shit where you like, nigga, what? That don't even make. I'm going to say this, man. Straight up. One thing I love about hip hop is that what you say in like a normal sentence would not sound good. But if you rap it a certain way, it will sound good. Like rhyming orange with orange or porridge with orange.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying, nigga? If you say a sentence, nigga, you can't rhyme orange with porridge. Niggas gonna look at you like, nigga, what?
You could play with that's the rules.
Bruh, they're so bendable, my nigga. And that's what's fun about hip hop, man. Exactly.
Motherfuckers was making up their own slang at one point.
Facto.
In hip hop. Like, you know.
Facts.
Like, what the fuck is bling bling? There was no bling bling.
Right. He should have copyrighted that shit. Let's be honest.
Who knew bling bling was gonna do that?
Man, he should have. If I was that nigga, I would have copyrighted that shit. I'm like, nigga, this shit sound hard.
You're gonna make me think about everything I've ever said and see what I copy.
Nigga, what? There's too much money out here. I would copyright every fucking thing. If I was saying bling bling back in the day, nigga, and I had the wherewithal at that, nigga, I would have definitely copyrighted that shit.
Man, it's things you don't think about, man. And facts, you know, though. We're rappers, not business people. You know, this is the first time we ever, I think, in the game, it's gotten so business oriented with artists.
Right.
Where now artists is like, nah, they on their shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're making bags off of it. And back in the days, the business end of it, we didn't know it. We didn't have access to shit like this.
Right,
you know
Sprite and fucking Nike commercials and shit.
Right.
Niggas getting shoes, don't even play sports. That's crazy.
Right. And, you know, I don't want to shout out Nike, you know what I mean? But they definitely, you know, they sponsored me and my pops back in the day. So the Skechers, so did Adidas.
Right.
We've had a handful of them. So shout out to them for making money.
That's
off our
fire. Culture. I know
and
that.
And not
know
giving
that.
Us nothing for it. Really, right. Except for some sneakers, because we didn't, you know, we thinking, hell yeah, that's the route.
Yeah,
we geared up, what? Man, it's free. Nike. We don't got to spend this money.
Nigga, it's Jordan. Jordan is their biggest athlete at the time.
Ask
nigga,
us today what we would do. I'll buy my own sneakers. You can just cash my checks.
Facts.
Send me the money. I'll support your brand. But pay me well.
Facto.
I'll buy 18 pair of shoes right now.
Facto.
But I want a nice check. Fuck your free gear.
Hey, look, because they thinking the free gear.
They thinking the free gear is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's the amount to something. Like, nah, man, motherfucker.
The fuck? I'm not going to lie, though, man. Back in the days, I had this ill-ass pair of Tony Montana all-white Air Force Ones.
Word.
Lit. Man, I flipped those bitches on eBay so quick, bro. So fucking quick. Ain't nobody had them, bitches.
It's funny you said that because the sneaker game coming back, too.
Coming all the way back,
you
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, let me get sponsored now. I fuck around. I autograph it, throw it on eBay, and just take an extra couple hundred off the shit.
Fact, though.
You know?
Yo, sir.
Anybody looking to sponsor a motherfucker, you know, I'm open. I'm taking sponsorship.
Fact,
you know though. Fuck with me. So, man, I got one question before we get, you know, we move into a music video, and then, you know, we come back in.
Right.
Do a little more chopping up. Let you end with a little live performance. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
But I think this is important, man, and I want the people to, you know, definitely get to know Wonder on a personal level, man. Why do you do what you do, and what do you feel like your purpose is in the game?
I say something different, man. I think the biggest thing is that people feel like they got to do more than what they got to do to, like, be some type of... You know what I'm saying? It really ain't that. I feel like if you really make music you love, people gonna be fans of it. You feel what I'm saying? And
you my do what thing you is love, this. You never work a day in your life.
Exactly, man. And my thing is this, man. Like, yeah, we got the drug dealing records, we got the shootout records. You feel what I'm saying? But I might, because I'm not gonna wake up to that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I might not live the life you live, man. So my thing is, like, I'm going to make the in-between music. I want to make the music you're going to wake up to. I want to make the music you're going to turn up to when you go to the fucking club. I want to make some shit a motherfucker going to fuck to. I want to make some LL Cool J Fabulous R&B songs from back in the day. Remember when Fab man. I really want to be with you. I could really be real with you.
He's in his bag. Come on, man.
That nigga was rapping his ass off, and he was still making an R&B song. I like R&B songs like that. Really want to be with you, but I got to be real with you. I can't leave you alone. Come on, my nigga.
Again, that's
when's the last time you heard a record like that?
That's my favorite Fab. Because, you know, I heard him do the shit with Jadakiss back in the day. It wasn't even that long ago, actually. Like 2012 or 15 or 16, they did like a Freddie versus Jay or Freddie.
That was fire. Yeah, that was fire.
Fire, hella fire. But as soon as he was trying to rap next to Jadakiss, I was like, it looked crazy. You exposed your ceiling.
Right.
Like, you know, there is, you know, a such thing as.
And that's Jadakiss.
You know,
man,
what I'm saying? Like,
right,
your ceiling coming down when you think it's vaulted.
Right.
And then you put a motherfucker like Jadakiss there.
Right. Facts.
Shit is just different, bro.
Yeah. Fact though.
One of my favorite joints they had was the intro shit. They had a, what was it called? Motherfucker. Wow, I'm slipping.
You talking about
Chop. It was on the same album.
Or Freddie and Jason?
Like, yeah, on the Freddie and Jason shit. They were going back and forth.
I had to look at my iTunes.
Beat. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at mine too.
Man,
shout out to Swizz, but he killed the fucking beat. And, you know, they went in and did their thing. And I was like, man, Fabolous can rap good.
Right.
But, like, he doesn't bar well.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
A lot
you know
of
what I'm saying?
I see you can rap good,
but you just don't got the bar to weigh up with the shit that you're saying.
Because you know what it is,
like,
my nigga?
You just can't go deep enough.
What
but
it is
you
is
get
like...
You get like Jadakiss, right?
Right.
And this motherfucker, and he piggybacked the bar when he said... I Eurostepped the German Ruger. And I was like, ugh.
That's fire.
Just by itself was fire. You don't even need no bar after just that right there. I was like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's fire.
What the fuck is he going to say? Like, what can you say after this, Fab?
Now,
I was a little bit disappointed in you know, the fact that he just.
Right.
I felt like you bit off more than you could chew. You know what I mean? Like, you should have just stuck to those records.
You know what's so crazy, man?
That you are good at.
You know, so crazy you said that, man, is because Jadakiss is so bar heavy, bro. But he intertwined this shit to where, like, it sounds like he having a conversation with you.
Jadakiss is a different artist.
Man, my nigga, that nigga's a different animal, man. When you can have a conversation, your metaphors hit. It just sound like a nigga having a regular conversation.
Regular conversation,
bro.
Like you just a killer.
Real shit.
Just you woke up,
my nigga, all the way.
Woke up gunning. Rise and shoot.
I'm going to say some shit real quick, man. It's not going to be controversial. It's really not going to be not crazy. I feel like if Nas had more of like a Lil Wayne flavor of metaphors, he'd be the greatest of all time. Because he can make music.
Right.
This nigga make crazy records.
Facts.
But the one thing that separated Nas from Jay-Z, man, is the way Jay-Z metaphors hit. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
And Nas write a whole fucking poem, nigga. And you might skip over some of the balls because the balls ain't crazy. But I would say, man, if Nas had like the wordplay, not like Wayne, but like some of Wayne bars hit crazy. My nigga, Wayne's metaphors is like,
you know, I don't know what's in that lane, bro. But you know, he be saying some shit, and sometimes I gotta rethink. I'm like, that's stupid. And then I think about it twice.
That nigga
like,
said
right,
I'm more dangerous than internet dating in 2006.
Stupid.
Come on, bro.
Stupid.
That nigga said I'm more dangerous than internet dating. How many fucking Dateline shows do you see where a motherfucker meets somebody on Tinder or got killed?
Yo.
Come dead on,
ass.
My nigga.
Dead ass.
What we talk about, bro? What was that fucking No Ceilings came out in like 2012?
You know, Wayne is. Look, man.
That nigga,
one of my favorite bars I got from Wayne, because since we talk about it, I'm just going to go in this. Before we go into a break, real quick.
Facts.
He did this mixtape back in the day with Don Cannon.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
This motherfucker said, I shoot a. In his thigh and leg, and tell him catch up like mayonnaise. I was like, oh, stop it.
Come on, bro.
I was like in eighth grade.
The cannon song?
This shit is stupid. Stupid. And, you know, he hasn't really impressed me too much after that line. I was like, probably the hardest bar he's ever going to say. And it's up there.
That shit is crazy, bro.
That shit is stupid.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, so
it's stupid.
It's a different level of metaphor. So, like I said, man, like, That's a lot of the shit that I be trying to do, man. When I say the shit I say, a lot of that shit, bro, just be, I be trying to like really compete mentally with these niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Because, right, nigga, what the fuck is you on, my nigga, to even lean, say some bro. Shit? It's, fuck, nah, nigga, it can't be no lean. This nigga brain lean, power bro. Gotta be different, bro. This nigga thinking different than the average human.
It's in the lean, bro. It's,
I don't fucking know, bro.
The fucking Beatles was on
pass
acid.
Pass me some lean, nigga.
Hey, the pass Beatles me some lean.
If you're gonna tell a nigga, if you gonna tell a nigga in 2008, I'm more dangerous than internet dating.
That's bananas. That's stupid.
Stupid bananas, stupid. My nigga. That That's whole stupid. Band from TV song is probably like, that nigga said I smoke and talk shit like Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole thing.
Hey, I go hard like Raphael Nadal, and if a bitch is having all that, I better have them all. Come on, come on, bro. What the fuck are you thinking? Cuz, what are you thinking?
You know,
what is you on where you want to think like that?
I like
that shit crazy, man.
I like it. That's that, you know, that's somebody that who's living crazy, in the
that's
studio.
That's why I love hip hop, bro.
Yeah, he lives in the studio work.
Yeah, that's absolutely, important. Man. I would love to do a record with them niggas, man.
Man, for real.
Like,
the goal should be mastering your craft, man. If you don't get nothing,
facts.
I know Rakim said MC means to move the crowd, and I believe facts. That is absolutely correct. But
for
if
sure.
you don't master your craft, you ain't gonna get that far, anyways. B.
So, facts.
You
facts,
know, man. Master your shit. Be an all around MC from top to bottom. You tapped in to the Gen Work Live podcast, man. And I got people walking in. Shout out to OG Bobby Negro. Toast to the gifted Bell in the back.
Yeah,
I seen him
yeah.
walk in, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my daughter. She's probably sleeping in the playpen. Shout out to my son on his phone, not doing shit.
Yeah.
Killed it in his soccer game today. You know, it's a fucking vibe. We're gonna take a little break, man. This joint right here, we're going to get into some of this boom bap shit. This is my man, Born Our Law. This joint is called Black Cream. Make sure you know you enjoy this little halftime break. And, you know, continue to catch a vibe with us. We're going to have two more segments after this. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to vibe out. Make sure that you go follow Jay Wonder on IG at J1_ JAY1DAH_.
Like, Rock duh, Lee. Nigga.
Duh.
Come on, J1, duh, nigga. What we
duh.
Doing?
We rocking out. Black Cream.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. Donkey Bones TV, Gen Work Radio. Bow.
Black Cream.
It's what the white man fears most.
Black Cream.
Supreme. Dominant.
So soon.
Most high. Dick swinging. Backhand cocking.
Black.
Black. Masculine. Man.
I attack with great force, riding on the back of a pale white horse. So we leery when the paths cross. Family, big boss off the hot sauce. My coach is eye guard, religious, get yours. When I write my rhymes, I get rock hard. Till I finally get on a stage and bust off, they all soft. I got lyrics to blow your dome off. Granny raised me off a half pint of smeared off. That's why I'm always coming off raw dog. The righteous nigga with that nasty mouth, like I'm fresh out. I'm up in the plum tree with a Belizean off a Guinness stout. Watching you trip money. Trying to turn these hoes out. No doubt, I know we all on a paper chase, but this is what you get when you fucking with them heavyweights. Pair of handcuffs made of duct tape. Your safe cracked and your face smacked. How's that?
One drop of his sperm will change white's bloodline forever. He ain't gone. After mutual respect and understanding of one another. No skinny jeans. And he ain't singing through all the tours.
These Bubba Clyde rise holes get strung up with lassos. When you say the name, it burns your mouth like Tabasco. Why you fronting gangster like Donnie Brasco? It's cats of the world full that'll really peel your cap though. But back though, beef with the devil that come natural. Since Eve ate the apple, man, it's all a gamble. Got kicked out of paradise, you blood sucking parasite. Ate the wrong foods, now look at what you acting like. All rude boy, hold tight. Cause some Botsy boy rapper is gonna die tonight. Now with that West Side lie, we be sipping, drinking, blowing loud all night. Fucking with minds, fool, you out your mind. Pull out the toast and bust it off two times like pump, pump. Now which one of you Mark Ash rappers want some? If my record don't blow up, then fuck it, it's back to stick ups. When you show up, I'm on your couch with my feet up, twisting your weed up. I took the money out the shoebox and the key out the freezer. Disrespect the house and smack fire out your skeezer.
Rappers refuse to beef with him
in consideration of a vegan lifestyle. The woman who took his virginity introduced him to polygamy. Yeah. He's a strong black masculine
man. I'm from the land of blood and crippin'. Big body women and six foes dipping and niggas tripping. Them Cali niggas catch you slipping. Pull out the strap, bull, get the stripping. They can't take it, got them butt naked, they ass out. We drinking and smoking it till we pass out. We get this paper, then we smash out. Come out your face, see me lash out. My rap style is nasty as Guinness Stout, and I'm the illest nigga out. I rip mics, run over niggas like I'm Suge Knight. Now let them know that it's guards on the west side. That's right, now with that G-O-D like, you must got it twisted if you think you fucking with this shit. We specialize in hot biscuits and hot bitches. Old cars with hot switches. Born a loss, fit the vicious. Sickest balls you ever heard. And fucking around with me on this mic to get you murked.
He got the official remix to We Shall Overcome called We Overcame. Cocaine is addicted to him. He is hip-hop. No, really, he is hip-hop. You know what he is. Strong black masculine man. Man, 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 man.
Back in the flesh. That was Born Alive, Black Cream. Shout out to my peoples out there tuned in, tapping live in with us. Man, this is the first show back almost like, you know, within 2 months. So, you know, it's a little, you know, it's coming together. You know what I'm saying? The podcasting is not like radio. I'll tell you that much, man. With radio, we got to be so quick and fluid, and these segments are really, you know, really scripted. And here I'm able to really sit down and talk with my peoples. Get this story out the way, you know what I mean, and really really showcase, you know, dope hip-hop artists, you know, at its finest. So shout out to y'all for being patient with us, rocking with us. You know how I do, man. Shit, I start tightening this shit up pretty quickly. I don't let things sit too long, you know. So Wonder, how you feeling this part of the show?
Great, man. It's been a great interview, man. And being able to tell a nigga story is different, you know what I'm saying? That's really how people really get acclimated to you. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
right.
I'm very to myself, bro. I told myself like the past 2 years, man, like I really need to get out there and show myself. You feel what I'm saying? Like I'm very closed off, man. Cause I don't like dealing with people. I don't like dealing with people, bro.
I feel it. I don't like people.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But
like, I love people, but like, I hate them.
Yeah. Like I was telling my friends, like I like people. I don't like humans.
You know, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like humans, but I like people, because people to me is like people I bring in my circle, people that are fun to be around.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what I'm saying? And then a human being.
I got some people that I don't like still.
Yeah.
In my circle. I'm clowning. No, I don't dislike a lot of, you know, I notice the older I'm getting, man, my patience level for dumb shit went down like tremendously.
Word.
Like you could say one thing that just sounds stupid as fuck. Like you didn't think about it when you said it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like this motherfucker. Like, you only had that one shit to say. And I'm like, yeah, you know, fuck that guy. I don't really fuck with him. You know what I mean? I'm very like,
shit, though.
You know, it's weird. You know, and I try not to be. I try to be a nice, humble dude and connect, shake hands, kiss babies.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fact, though.
Try to do my thing. But, you know, at the same time, I'm like, you know, I'd much rather be at home with my kids, my wife. But when I'm at home, I'm doing this shit. I'm at home and I'm working on this shit. So
you over here sipping. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
So, man. You know, we're gonna pick up, man. And my next question is, do you plan to stay independent?
Honestly, at this point in time, man, I don't even fucking know, man.
What steps are you taking to, you know, to either make sure that you excel as an independent artist or that you put yourself in the correct lanes to be able to go grab a deal somewhere?
Fuck, man. Opportunity. Honestly, man, to be honest with you, dog, the only opportunity I've really had other than anything that I brought to myself was what you've been doing for me. You feel what I'm saying?
You want to say that one more time? I think the mic was
Oh, no, weird. No. I said a lot of the opportunities I try to bring myself, but I've had more opportunity fucking with you in. For me, bro, it's more about you believe in what I'm doing. You believe in the music. And I'd rather have you behind me trying to push me and introduce me to the people you've been introducing me to, than to try to do it on my own, bro.
No, it helps, man. It helps a lot, and I'm glad that I can, you know, I'm glad I'm doing enough, you know what I mean, for artists,
facts.
You know what I mean? And there's definitely a lot more work that I can be doing, but, I'm one person. You know what I mean? As the team grows, I'll be able to give more services and I'll push a little bit different.
Yeah,
give
man.
Give everybody more attention.
For sure. But I mean, nigga, if Sony cut me a $3 million check,
you know.
I mean, man, now I'm gonna have to join Illuminati, man. What we talking about? I'm fucking with you.
Drinking baby blood and killing goats.
I might have to go to fucking Met Gala or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, no, I swear to God,
some contracts.
If I ever see you at a Met Gala,
that's the goal, dog. That's the goal. Nah, I'm fucking with you,
motherfucker. You know, I'm not gonna lie, man. I try to push who I think has, you know, the most potential,
right?
And who can be a student to the game, because the only way I'm able to get anywhere, you know what I mean, is through the support from the OGs, man. And I'm very right. tapped in with the OGs, especially on the West Coast, more predominantly in LA, but being able to have that kind of support is big, man, because that's what keeps me growing, that's what keeps me molded, that's what keeps me grounded, that's what keeps me motivated to keep doing this shit, because this shit is not a rewarding game. So as a, you know, as a motherfucker who's been in the game 30 something years, like a young OG, I just felt like, you know, it's my duty to come out here and try to find the cats who are serious about what they do.
Facts.
So that way I can, you know, try to drop some jewels, some gems on them.
Right.
And, you know, see where we can go, man. You know, right. I mean, outside of the music shit, I mean, at some point this is going to all come to an end.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It happens for everybody. At some point, you're not going to be hot. Somebody's going to be hungrier than you.
Right.
Somebody's going to have more money than you and come out of nowhere and you know, shit on 20 years that you know, been investing in yourself. It's just going to happen, man.
Facts.
But I'm pretty picky with who I work with. So you being one of those cats that I think has something special.
Facts.
Yeah, that's my biggest motivation to come, you know, keep working with you, keep fucking with you, keep trying to put you in positions for you to win. If you can't win, then I'm not even bringing you an opportunity.
Facts, my nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to put you in a winning position.
Hey, dog, it's crazy you said that shit, because that's the same conversation I had with Baka, man. Because Baka, I like what I like about you and Baka, bro, y'all listen. Y'all have conversations and shit. You feel what I'm saying? And even
Baka, you know, Baka's story is very similar to mine, man. We both are, you know, industry. I mean, I wouldn't say industry brats, but we've, you know, we came up in an independent game with elders. You know, his mom is a ill jazz musician, singer. So he's been to Dubai doing this, you know, music shit.
And then he told me the story how he clicked up with Sony and them.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? So that was in itself. I was like, you grind, bro. I could respect somebody that could work and grind. That's respect somebody that get in touch opportunities, because at the end of the day, if you're trying to give somebody else an opportunity, that shows how you are as a person. Because you really don't got to do none of that shit.
Man, what's 15% of nothing?
Nothing. You know
so if you can't win, I can't win.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, your light really don't dim mine and my light don't dim yours. So how do we bring it together and just shine? You know, in areas that, you know, I don't shine. My light don't shine everywhere. And your light don't shine everywhere. You know what I mean? We angle this shit right. We can get a nice spread out here.
Facts.
You know, that's really the goal. That's really the concept.
Fact, though.
And building camaraderie in this shit, man. Because outside of the music, bro, once this stops, what's next for Jay Wonder?
Right.
What's next for Tech? What's next for Baka? You know what I mean? What is left for us when we put all of our sacrifice into this?
Just because you said that, the goal is get as much money out this shit and really fucking put it somewhere else.
Right. All money ain't good money, though.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But Illuminati, if you're trying to hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Holla at a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'll fuck around.
You know?
That shit be funny because I see that shit all the time. So
man,
I gotta
that shit
talk about
hilarious.
It. Like, my thing is this. If that shit really existed, my nigga.
You think we'd be able to talk about it?
Fuck no.
All right.
Absolutely not. Let's be honest.
I'm just saying.
You feel what I'm saying? You think Illuminati gonna find some nigga from Florida in the hood that ain't never left his fucking state or city and just all of a sudden
I do
rich.
Believe that there is a fucking team out there with an agenda, though.
Oh, facts, though.
Like, you know, anybody who they can go manipulate, you know, anybody who can be manipulated, anybody who's an easy target, anybody who's not about their shit, you know, lacking the knowledge, lacking the tools, lacking the guidance. These are all easy picks for motherfuckers.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm a dive into some
It's cool to be
right
hungry,
now.
But don't be thirsty.
Facts. So a lot of people don't even know who the fuck Lucian Grange is.
Okay.
Break you know what I'm saying? So Lucian Grange is a Jewish man, and he really signs a lot of people's checks.
That part.
You feel what I'm saying? And Drake rap about this nigga. And my thing is, like, you listen to these rappers all the time, but you don't listen to what they really saying.
Right.
Lucian Grange works with Vivendi. Vivendi is a French group that owns LMNV. the nigga that owned Hennessy and all them niggas, that them people is rich, right? Vivendi, but you never hear Vivendi. You don't see him on none of their labels. Nothing. You don't see him on none of their movies. They control all that shit. Vivendi owns Comcast, right? Comcast owns most of what Fox is, and they own all this shit. Facto. You feel what I'm saying? So
it's real easy to you know, stir your agenda like
exactly. So the motherfucker
own everything.
Facts though. So the motherfucker that's cutting the checks, I want to get in touch with them niggas.
Right.
I'm trying to get in touch with Vivendi. Let me get in touch with Lucian Grange, my nigga. Fuck. That's why I said, like, I don't joke about the Illuminati shit, bro. It's not really that, my nigga. I want to get in touch. I want to get close to them niggas that's really writing the fucking checks. Cause that's why Drake is who he is. That's why Justin Bieber could sell $350 million catalog. And nigga, right. Justin Bieber ain't had nothing memorable in years.
You know
but
what?
It's Justin Bieber.
It's his fan base, bro. We don't have to fuck with it.
And guess who built that?
Yeah, we don't have
Lucian Grange.
But the fan base loves him.
My thing is this, bro. Do you really fucking think Usher was just on YouTube at random with his business schedule? Now we're talking about Usher.
Right.
That sell out arenas.
Right.
Got multiple businesses. This nigga just happened to be on YouTube and just happened to find Justin Bieber. Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Stop it. This nigga ain't, come on, fam. He ain't do that shit.
Facts.
Vivendi sent him an artist that he could mold, and he created Justin Bieber. Because Justin Bieber had Ludacris on a song when his third single. And at that point in time, Ludacris had Chicken and Beer. And Chicken and Beer was like the biggest fucking album at that time, nigga.
Of his illest albums,
absolutely,
ever.
Absolutely. And by the way, Ludacris is mad fucking slept on. His metaphors is crazy too.
Luda too. Early Luda, you know, this acting Luda.
Right.
You know, I don't feel like he comes as dope as he used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the acting money got
been
crazy.
Rapping too long. Anytime I hear a rapper rapping that long and he says a line like "fuck your couch," I already lost interest. Like, you failed for me.
Hey, he getting he getting the actor check money.
Hey, but he's doing it big, man, and I like it. Man.
Absolutely,
he's scripting
absolutely,
shit. He's
man.
Directing.
Real
I
shit.
Mean, shout out to everybody out there in the game. That's
like,
man,
give me $30 million to do a movie, or even five. You know what I'm saying? Or $250,000. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That. You know, I just need a starting point. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start me there. I'll get to the rest.
Man. Facts. Put me in contact with these people, man.
Outside of the music, man, what is it that, you know, keeps your career floating? Because as an independent artist, man, there's no way you don't have a career or a side hustle or a
absolutely.
Job. Or a
absolutely.
Started. What does Jay Wonder do?
So I'm a corporate salesman, man.
Ah.
And I feel like that's what make me good at the rap shit, because I like talking people out their fucking pockets.
I know.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And if this shit go viral and
you know,
a business
you're
owner,
a big motherfucker, you don't have to, you know.
No, it's not even that.
Shit.
It's not even
you just go outside and hit somebody. Oh, you could tap a wallet.
Man, look,
like
6'3". I'm not with none of that. I'm 6'5", 265, baby. I'm a motherfucking. I'm a football player, nigga. Let these ladies just let you know, baby. It's true what they say. You know what I'm saying?
You know the vibes.
It's true what they say. What's up? But on some real shit though, like the corporate shit, bro, is like. It's fun because I don't got to worry about looking over my back. You feel what I'm saying? And I could really put my effort and my I could really make some legitimate money and have some good money coming in.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't feel like nobody really want to. Because at the end of the fucking day, nigga, music is money, bro. Like, you seen these fucking Sprite commercials and Nike and niggas getting sneakers and shit.
Right.
But if I could legitimately make. Let's say even $70,000 a year. You feel what I'm saying? I could really make some shit with the music shit. Because at the end of the day, I want to be able, if I make and I bust my ass to the sales shit, this corporate shit, I don't gotta be myself selling the corporate shit. I just gotta be myself enough for them motherfuckers to pay me some bread so I could get a studio or pay for studio time.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's like one of my biggest goals this year is really to like turn up. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
put some
fire,
real fucking
bro.
Money behind some music, man, and really get this shit popping. Because at the end of the fucking day, nigga, it's connections and money. And a lot of the times, we don't have money to spend on extra shit. So I need money to spend on extra shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's my fucking goal, man. It's fucking February now. I'm thinking, if I really hold some shit down and I focus, man, I say by May or June at least. You feel what I'm saying? Keep building relationships. Keep going out to Cali. Keep fucking with the relationships you put me in and shit. You know what I'm saying? Something will come of it.
Has to.
Because, nigga, if I'm at the end of the day, bro, my brother ain't dying vain. My mom ain't dying vain. These right. niggas looking at me.
Right. Man, you know what I'm saying? If you don't push, the baby don't come.
Facts.
You don't move your feet, you get stuck.
Facts.
Stay grinding, Facts. Bro. That's it. Put and your I'm head not, down and dig, bro. That's right. all we could do. Something Facts. Has to happen. The universe ain't going to just Facts, let you do this all work.
And I really, it's man, gotta pay off. I'm glad you said that because I really feel like maybe that pain I get from my brother that I tap into sometimes when I write, that pain that I get from losing my best friend, which is my mother. You feel what I'm saying? Maybe that's the pain I need to really transcend myself. Maybe God was like, hey, man, like, we really want you to touch the world, have the world in your palm, but we want you to touch it a different way.
And with that being said, make sure that you put that type of energy in your records. Facts. Make sure you tell those type of stories on records.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Even if it's just a one-off record, it don't got to be a whole album based off of it, but at least one right. song. Make sure you leave something because those are going to be your biggest
I got some shit for you, baby.
Yeah, I'm that's going to be the ones that got some shit people. For you. And really, like, you know, you're going to touch people in different ways that's going to make people gravitate to you for Fact longer though. Periods of time.
Absolutely.
Just because you're saying shit that's real.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And you ain't the only one to lose, you know, lose family.
Right.
You know, this man, kids wake up every day in the Middle East.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Digging up they fucking Facts. Brothers and sisters.
And that's exactly what this the is, fuck you know, I'm talking about.
Real shit.
That's exactly what I'm talking about is like making records.
Shout out to Congo, man. If y'all don't know what's going on in the Congo,
word.
You know, America's out there doing their shit, mining, you know, taking all their fucking minerals, not giving them nothing. We're out here drying up economies, acting like, you know, we're the greatest country in the world.
We're
really destroying other countries all over the fucking world for our Fact selfish up. Greeds, man. So, you know, it is real life outside of this rap shit. Don't let all the jokes, you know, make you think that we're not in tune with what the fuck is going on out here, man.
Facts.
So, you know, moving forward a little bit, man, what would you say is the best piece of advice you've got from like an OG or not an OG or maybe something you heard in the interview? You know what I mean? Because I'm a firm believer in stealing knowledge. You know what I'm saying? White folks done stole our knowledge. And I'm a hell of a big fan of it. Somebody want to run their mouth, I'm going to take all the knowledge you Fact drop though. And I'm going to apply it.
So, I'm all for that. You know, I can run off on a tangent right now.
What is
that.
The best piece of advice that you've heard, you know, let's just say in your career that has helped shape the character, the work ethic, the content
Word.
For Jay Wonder?
I would say, honestly, man, from my father, man, I remember, I'll take you back to a story. I had a song that I made with Kamani. This is like 2015. And I forgot this man's name, man. I was on the radio for this record. And my dad, you know, my dad told me, man, my dad don't care for this rap shit. Like, this nigga don't be impressed with nothing. I feel like I have to be a 100 millionaire. I had to have 100 M's on my bank account for my dad to be impressed with this shit. I could be the most famous nigga tomorrow. My dad would be like, all right, cool. That's just a Caribbean father.
No easy prop.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nigga, okay then, cool. My dad told me, man, he said, the pressure you feel like you have, it's nothing. If you really love something, you really want to do something, you go after it. No matter what the fuck Fact. I say. No matter what the fuck people say. Because at the end of the day, bro, he's like, as long as you got your core, people love what you do, and I love you as a person, go do that shit. You feel what that I'm saying? Part. And my dad, like I'm telling you, my dad, when he told me that shit, because I'd say, hey, dad, tune into this radio station. It's about to play my shit. So I'm going to say, my dad don't be impressed with none of that shit. But I feel like the one time that I could impress him, because my dad wanted me to play basketball and shit. You know what I'm saying? My dad's 6'11".
He was doing
so.
You like the Asians. The
yeah,
Asians,
like,
go be
fact,
a nurse.
Facts.
You know, he was like, yo,
facts.
You too big.
Like, nigga,
go
what the
go
fuck
play
is
ball.
He doing, nigga? You know. Go do that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But the biggest thing is, like, my dad telling me that, man, and he's going to see this video, and he's probably going to cry, bro, but if my dad would have never took the fucking opportunity, because I didn't meet my pops till I was fucking 9 years old, bro.
Wow.
If my dad wouldn't have took the opportunity, because he could have came here. He had his own family going on. If my dad would have took the opportunity, I'd have never met Meech. I'd have never got better at music. You know how many times this nigga done told me, nigga, get in the booth. Write something. Nigga, you better than that. Write some shit. That's why this nigga, my best friend, bro. You feel what I'm saying? So the biggest thing is just really like my dad giving me the opportunity to really be who I could be, because he could have forgot about me, bro. And when nobody else going to bring me here except that man. And facts, he didn't forget about me. So everything my dad say, man, and that one time when he heard me on the fucking radio, nigga, and he was like, he told me that shit. It's like, bro, like, don't give a fuck what nobody say. Chase your shit. I might not tell you all the time, but I'm watching you. Type shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's all that fucking matter, bro. If the motherfucker that really love you is telling you can achieve some shit, that's why the pen go crazy. That's why I can sit and make a fucking record about a female. That's why I look go crazy. Because I'm sitting there, I'm writing some shit that's really going to fuck. I'm fuck some shit up. And at the end of the fucking day, I'm telling niggas right now, man, if I die before I can reach my fucking goals, it wasn't meant for me, nigga. But I hardly doubt God going to do that for me. I hardly doubt God ain't going to have me on MTV. I hardly doubt God ain't going to have me in a fucking Lamborghini. I hardly fucking doubt God ain't going to have me taking care of my kids for Jenna fucking rations. God, nigga, I talk to this nigga every fucking day, man. And he took me to his tribulations. I lost my fucking mom. I lost my brother. I lost my grandmother. These are people I fucking love, bro.
Right.
And at the end of the fucking day, nigga, whatever you do.
For a man, those are fucking positions that can't be filled.
At all. But I tell you what, nigga, fuck what people say. Chase your fucking dream, nigga. And the same people that said you couldn't do it, going to be the first ones trying to buy a ticket at your show, nigga.
Yep.
Oh, you remember me, nigga? Fuck you, nigga. Yeah, I thought you didn't like local rappers.
That part.
But you'll pay $1,000 to go see Chris Brown to take a picture with you for 5 fucking minutes.
We got Jay Wonder and a motherfucking
support your friends, baby. Support your fucking friends, man. Let them follow their dreams, man. Because at the end of the day, nigga, there's a Mark Zuckerberg out there right now. There's a Bill Gates out there right now.
Yo, somebody just came into this world with a trust fund. Who's going to like hip-hop?
Jeff Bezos.
I'm going to need that back.
Yeah, facts.
I'm going to need that fucking back.
Jeff Bezos. You know what I'm saying? Facts, man.
Right fucking now.
Love, man. I appreciate you,
Jay. Before we go into this last break and then get you onto your, you know, your live in-studio performance, that's how we're going to end this, you know, this podcast. Right now, you're the OG.
Word.
For upcoming talent that wants to step foot in gem work, what is the best piece of advice you would give to those, you know, independent artists that are trying to get into this game that you feel, you know, is something that you wish somebody would have told you when you got into this game?
Be willing to listen. Be willing to shake some hands. Be willing to network. Be willing to take constructive criticism, because this is why I love my brother, bro. Because there's times when we done record and he's like, nah, I ain't feeling that. Or he'd be like, nah, nigga, you don't got to record this shit that many times. Or you don't got to, you know what I'm saying? So get people around you that's going to tell you what the fuck is up. Because no yes man, bro.
No yes man.
That's why
if it's boo boo, tell me it's boo boo.
Facts. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what it come down to, man. Because nigga wouldn't let you know, like, ah, I ain't feeling that, Jay. You can write a better verse than that. Nigga, you. This nigga done told me, like, bro, you could do better than that, bro. What I'm saying? And that instead of being mad or having some emotions about the shit, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, you right. Because you hearing me, and other people got to hear me too. So I would say, man, be a sponge, be willing to listen, man, and nigga, bust your ass. If you got to work that 9 to 5 to make an extra $300 to fucking make sure you can pay for a studio time, do that. Because at the end of the day, nigga, you're a business. You got to invest into yourself. And I sell the businesses all day. You have to invest into yourself to make money.
Straight up. You know, I don't like how Kanye went about this whole shit that he's on. But he ain't missing his mark completely.
Facts.
You know what I mean? We are the CEO of our shit.
I am a guy.
Super Latin is. Come on, man. Come on. It sounds funny.
I am a guy.
It sounds funny. But you know, but there's shit. There's knowledge you can go dig. If y'all don't know shit about the Sefer Yasserah, go look up that book.
Facts.
It's a Jewish book. It tells you how God's DNA is wired in our DNA. You can see his name written. I mean, there's all types of shit, man. Shout out to all the Moors out there that stay tuned in. You know the vibes. My name is Tech the Super Latin. You're now tuned in to Gem Work Live Podcast. We're going to go into a music break. This song that I'm going to play is from one of the homies out of Memphis. His name is Pro, featuring C Major. This joint right here is called Diabetes. When we come back, Jay Wonder is going to give you a live in-studio performance, and then we're getting out this hole. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, it's been fucking phenomenal. Shout out to City Buzz Radio, West Coast Fleet, New Creative Media, Donkey Barnes TV. This is Gem Work Live. You know what it is, man. We out here.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
That's who got locked up for somebody that ain't out yet. Money never buy respect, yeah, yeah. That just be the truth. I've been running up a check, yeah, yeah. Give me space to move. Yellow mama got a shake, yeah, yeah. And a bag too. And sometimes she stands still, but the booty still move. You my dog, so pick up the phone when I call, yeah. Bumping UGK, everybody wanna ball, yeah. And I'm cold, cold, but I ain't the one that's law, yeah. Left your message on red, but I never saw one. I woke up petty, but I'm ready. Waking fake, lip color grape jelly. Could have been a convict, but I chose confetti. Some people show their colors and be soft as Lil Debbie. I need business, property, independence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got me rapping different. Diabetes in my family strain. But I'm a walking business, ain't no way around me getting cake. Oh, I think they like
what I like.
What I like, I was supposed to pull up on you. Psych, this some shit you catch a fade. Fight, this some shit that I was on other night. Money never buy respect, yeah, yeah. That just be the truth. I've been running up a check, yeah, yeah. Give me space to move. Yellow mama got a shake, yeah, yeah. And a bag too. And sometimes she stands still, but the booty still move.
You rappers ain't safe no more. You
rappers ain't safe. You rappers ain't safe. You rappers ain't safe no more. You rappers ain't safe. I kick in your door, waving that 44 like.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the technical difficulty was. I'm so sorry that this did not pick up the mic. I don't know what just happened. I hear everything fine, but on the live, for some reason, it just was not picking up. So we are going to do the live in-studio performance one more time, but I'm going to post it as a separate video. Thank you guys for staying tuned in with us. Donkey Barnes TV, Gemwork Radio, Gemwork Live. We out here. We out here. Yeah. I know you ready. Hella ready. I don't know why it wasn't picking up, man. Again, I'm gonna have to play with this, but check it out. We are gonna go, you know, take this video. I will do one live, and you know, we'll post it separate. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. I will play this video next week on the podcast. We have, you know, a couple things we got to work out apparently. So shout out to you guys, man. Thank you again. DonkeyBongsTV.com, DNKYBONGSTV.com, GemworkLive.com for the live stream. Make sure you tap in with us. My name is Tech the Super Latin. We had J Wonder in the building. Shout out to Toast to the Gifted. I got some peoples in the back. We're going to knock this shit out, man. I love y'all. Have a beautiful fucking Saturday, and I'm going to see y'all next week, man. Peace.